Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. What you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. We've had a great week of podcasts. Yesterday, I went off a little bit, but you know how we do. Today, well, make sure you click the link down below, www.32warrioracademy.com. You can get in the game, Warriors, which is very, very exciting. You can also set up a free consultation with our insurance team to learn how to protect your wealth. Today, I want to talk about I'd rather do it alone than without integrity. I'd rather do it alone than without integrity. And I'm going to be very transparent with you guys. As I've grown through this process, one of the biggest things that I have learned to do is to speak my truth and how I feel about situations. It's been a very difficult thing for me. The reason why is because for so long, I'm trying not to get emotional. Why am I getting emotional? What the heck? It's just been a big transition. It's been a tough transition for me, to be honest with you guys. Because if I go back to the trauma as a kid, I didn't have a voice. I couldn't speak up for myself. I felt very lost. I felt scared. Hold on a second. Sorry, guys. I felt hard to believe you guys. My phone is ringing on my computer. I felt very lost. I felt very scared. I felt pretty traumatized. And I didn't have a voice. And so I really sheltered that, right? And so as I went into adulthood, I became a massive people pleaser because I just did not have a good context of what a healthy relationship was. So I was constantly people. When I got into relationships, I would people please. And then I would push so hard. It was like too much, right? There was no balance. And that person would start to pull away from me because that's unattractive, right? And so in relationships, I'd always be giving. And then I would almost invert it. And the person would be not attracted or it would be overwhelming. And, you know, there was no balance there. And so I was constantly chasing relationships, constantly end up in relationships where it was like kind of a goose chase, right? A wild goose chase. You know, I'm trying to seek for that love and get that love and attention. Then, you know, through my suicide and then my great awakening and all that stuff. And that people pleaser, broken little boy was still stuck inside of me. When I started to go to Peru, that's where things really started to tap in for me. At a very, very deep level. If you haven't checked out our channel, Refined Integrity, we pop it in YouTube, it'll pop up. I started using that channel to really speak about my plant medicine experiences, my walk with Jesus, because I feel it's important for me to express my current paradigm, not only to maybe be able to help people, but to be able to document my journey. But up until about probably a year and a half ago, I would say, I was just a people pleaser. I just would kind of avoid tough conversations. I would avoid telling people how I felt. I'd avoid speaking up, speaking my truth. And I'll give some context and some situations. It was when I was in Peru, I think it was 3 times ago. Shit, man, I went 3 times in like 20, less than 19 months. Anyway, so I was in Peru. We're building a project. Now, I'm not going to talk specificity because it's personal, right? So I had immediately stopped for a moment. I felt something and I immediately reached out to our team and I said, no, we're stopping this right away. And that was one of my first moments where I was like, oh shit, like I'm speaking up for myself. Usually I would just be like, you know what? Let's just let that ride. But it always came back to bite me, always. But I was more committed to the pain of it coming back than I was to the pain of having the difficult conversation, right? It almost seemed like if it came back, then it was their fault, right? Instead of saving myself a bunch of fucking pain for standing up for myself. So that time I stood up and kind of gave me some legs to stand under. Well, from that point, we had another situation with some business stuff where we had to separate some business and do all this stuff. And I was able to stand and be like, no, we're doing this. Like we are moving forward this way, right? Well, that's become one of my biggest strengths now. And I would rather do it alone then do it without integrity. That's just the point where I'm at in my life. And I don't know if that's wisdom, maturity. I don't know what that is, but I will not do it outside of integrity. And that's what I love about our company and I love about our team, because our leadership team, the CEO, CFO, and COO, we have all established that. And people know, they know if you're going to try to do, even when we business partnerships, like when we run a company called Merlin, smartest way to track your crypto, to the point where we literally, everything we talk about, we own. We will not bring on anything. And I love, you know, my team and stuff. And the, you know, like even our, my CFO, he knows he runs our podcast network. He's like, hey, I kind of know what you're going to say, but I wanted to bring it up because it's brought up. But it's, he says that because we all know how we feel. And I know when I go to him for certain things, I know how he feels because I know what he expects and I know what his standards are and I know what he will or will not accept, right? Vice versa. He knows I accept, but he's going to bring things to me or bring something that the team brings up. But we both already know what the response is going to be. And so when we come into it, we come at a respectful tone. It's like, hey, listen, I already know the answer, but hey, what do you think about this? Like, that's what I figured. Because we know, right? And that's because we stand up for ourselves. And we don't allow people to operate integral. An example is, you know, when you're launching a new company, it's a scary, scary thing, guys. Especially when you put, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars into a business. You got people's livelihood on the line. You got all these people that believed in you. And then you go on to the marketing aspect, right? And we have some heavy hitter influencers on board with this that are helping us market this, right? And we ran into a situation, I'm not going to say what or what, who, where, what, or whatever. And when we had the conversation with the person, a massive influencer, we're kind of like afterwards, it was like, nope. I mean, we felt it right away. I was like, I don't feel good about this, man. And I spoke my truth. I spoke what I felt. And sure enough, completely imploded, man. And so it was important for me to express that and say, hey, this is how I feel. And it hurts sometimes because it's not always what other people can see, but then it gives you an opportunity to explain your side. And I've had multiple moments. I had one just recently this last weekend where I spoke up for myself. I said, with risk of thinking that it was going to cause a big blow up and a big pushback on me. And I just went to the person. I said, this is how I feel. And they were so respectful and so kind and so loving back. I said, I like that. That helped me develop respect. My point behind this is, if you're outside of integrity or you don't operate within those lines and you operate with integrity and there's people out, you cannot bend your rules for certain people because you like them. You can't, guys. It doesn't work. Please hear me on this, especially if you're running businesses. If you're a manager at a company, you can't give one person a rule and then, you know, bend the rules for Bob because he's your friend and you go to happy hour with him. You can't do that shit, man. You can't. And if Bobby doesn't understand that you're going to stand tall on the rules that you created for everybody else and doesn't understand and his friendship is faltered because of that, because you stand up for what's right for your company or your integrity, then that's not a friend, right? And if you stand for integrity and you stand for truth and you stand for your principles, morals, and ethics, and those people don't like you or they don't want to be around you, then they're not your friends, guys. I think that's really, really, really important. And so chronic people pleasers, I'm talking to you, I'm a recovering chronic people pleaser, is I now will say, absolutely not. And I will boldly tell people exactly how I feel. And it is the most relieving, that's probably why I'm getting emotional. It's been the most relieving, satisfying, uplifting, empowering things I have ever done in my life. Because I've practiced it, just like the ice, getting in the ice bath in the water, cold water every day. It's one of those things, it feels uncomfortable, and then you do it, and it's like, oh, what a relief. And I'm here to tell you that on the other side, the people gain a massive amount of respect for you. It's completely opposite of what you think the reaction would be. 99.9% of the people's reaction is positive. And it doesn't matter if it's not positive, but that feeling, the gut feeling, that sickness you get before the conversation is practice. It hardens you, and in a good way, not in a hardened, emotional way, but it allows you to stand up for yourself, because there's a lot of people that will say things, well, that's the way it's always been. And you know, it's not right. You know, it's not right, but that's the way it's always been. And you don't want to challenge and you don't want to go against the status quo, but you have to. You have to. If it's outside of your integrity, it's outside of your honesty. And I talk a lot about people and, you know, guys and their friends and stuff. Guys, there's a book you all need to read. I think we sold the book out, actually. So big shout out to this author here. His name's Jaquel L. Malik. We literally nobody can find it anymore after we talked about it. So that felt pretty good. It's called The Divine Masculine Handbook, The Path Where Good Men Become Great. This book, along with Principles and Ray Dalio, he has a lot of the books, Macroeconomic, but Ray Dalio has a book called Principles by Ray Dalio. That's where I developed my principles from. And this book, The Divine Masculine Handbook, are some of the two books that have changed my life as a man. Developing principles and following the divine masculine framework of understanding that my job is to stand up for truth, stand up for what's right, and protect the people that can't protect themselves, or to protect my own ecosystem. And sometimes it's for people that you love. Sometimes people that you love are making you uncomfortable or doing things that are unethical or out of integrity. And you have to be able to look them in the eyes and say, listen, I'm not going to stand for that. You know, I love you very, very much, but I am not going to stand for that. Not in my tribe, not in my ecosystem. That is not going to align with us. So I think it's really important that we all embody this, and we are growing dramatically as a company because of that. Because we're standing up for what we believe in. We're standing up for our people. We're standing up for truth. And I promise you, if you want to become a divine man, a divine masculine female or woman, excuse me, is we have to stand up in that truth. And that's how we become the freest man and richest man in the world, freest woman and richest woman in the world. I appreciate you guys. I love you. As we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.